So today's shared reading is an extract from The Mayor of Casterbridge, Thomas Hardy. It's kind of one of my favourite books. This is a short piece from chapter 22. My dear Mr. Henshard, don't be surprised. It is for your good and mine, as I hope, that I have come to live at Casterbridge. For how long I cannot tell, that depends upon another. And he is a man, and a merchant, and a mayor, and one who has the first right to my affections. Seriously, mon ami, I am not so light-hearted as I may seem to be from this. I have come here in consequence of hearing of the death of your wife, whom you used to think of as dead so many years before. Poor woman, she seems to have been a sufferer, though uncomplaining, and though weak in intellect, not an imbecile. I am glad you acted fairly by her. As soon as I knew she was no more, it was brought home to me very forcibly by my conscience that I ought to endeavour to disperse the shade which my etardery flung over my name, by asking you to carry out your promise to me. I hope you're of the same mind and that you will take steps to this end. As, however, I did not know how you were situated or what had happened since our separation, I decided to come and establish myself here before communicating with you. You probably feel as I do about this. I shall be able to see you in a day or two. Till then, farewell. Yours, Lucetta. P.S. I was unable to keep my appointment to meet you for a moment or two in passing through Casterbridge the other day. My plans were altered by a family event, which it will surprise you to hear of. Henshard has already heard that High Place Hall was being prepared for a tenant. He said with a puzzled air to the first person he encountered, "Who's coming to live at the Hall?" "A lady of the name of Templeman, I believe, sir," said his informant. Henshard thought it over. "Lucetta is related to her, I suppose," he said to himself. "Yes, I must put her in her proper position, undoubtedly." It was by no means with the oppression that would once have accompanied the thought that he regarded the moral necessity now. It was, indeed, with interest, if not warmth. His bitter disappointment at finding Elizabeth Jane to be none of his, and himself a childless man, had left an emotional void in Henshard that he unconsciously craved to fill. In this frame of mind, though, without strong feeling, he had strolled up the alley and into High Hall Place by the postern at which Elizabeth had so nearly encountered him.